God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Thanks for being with me here for the program. Want to encourage you to live in your giftings in all that you do. I'll be digging into that just a bit this evening. Yep, let's get started. Taking a look at scripture, getting this going here. Romans 12, 1 and 2 states, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friends, I've dug into this a little bit in the past, but thought it'd be wise to go back here again. I just want to encourage us to stop living in victimhood. We need to live in victory in Christ. Jesus calls us to live in victory, to live in freedom in Him. Friends, we need to stop being lazy and calling it certain things like ADHD or what have you. This is just how I am. Okay, hold it. God called us to live out for Him. And if you want to be stuck in that, you can do that. If you want to be in a mindset of, this is so hard. This is just too much. I'm going to wait to do it later. And you're procrastinating. Friends, we need to stop doing that. Please bear with me. I know some of you hearing this is like fingernails on a chalkboard to you because, well, you've bought into God made me this way. Friends, please bear with me here. Admittedly, stuff like that just drives me crazy. Images where it shows things, a person yelling at someone of, you're just lazy. It's not that hard. You can do it. Okay. That person needs to share it in love as well and be kind to a person who's struggling. Yes, but at the same time, they may be right. Friends, can we please stop with the labels already and stop with the victim mentality? I mean, Ephesians 2:10 says this, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I've shared a little bit of this again in the past. Look, as a child, guaranteed, I would have been labeled for sure. ADD, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, that would have been me for sure. I was the young person. Not even going to say man. I was not a man. The young person who would climb under the table, climb onto the table, would crawl up the bookshelf, would stand on the chair. I did not have self-control whatsoever. I thank God for my parents for putting up with me, but both parents for sure, but especially my father. And look, at the time, it was hard. I'm sure it was hard for him. It was hard for me. My father was a man that worked on the railroad. So he expected things done a certain way. For those of you who don't know much about railroaders, they are all about safety for the most part. They like preach it. They preach it not just with their job. They preach it at home constantly. There would be times where my father would be like, Jason, just do it the right way. I'm laughing because I'm standing there, literally as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old going, I don't know what the right way is. What do you mean by that? Now, my father had things he needed to learn, of course. How to teach me with kindness. But I really believe he knew what patience meant, long suffering. Now, was he and my mother perfect? Absolutely not. They were not. However, they truly loved me and my sister so much. And for those of you going, oh, Jason, you have no idea what you're talking about. You know, ADD is, you know, there's no way you had it. No. I probably would have had it with at least two more H's. I am not kidding. For me, I am sure the drugs would have been flowing. Have some kind of an IV drip. I'm not even kidding. Again, I know I've shared this part in the past. I talked with my Sunday school teacher years and years ago. I'm talking about when I believe it was kindergarten. I can't say for certain. My family and I, we did not attend church. My father, again, was a railroader. He worked outside. My father, is safe to say, was very tough, strong man. My dad stands all of about 5'4". He's probably 5'3" now. I don't even know. Might even be smaller than that. It's bizarre for me seeing my father the way he is now. My father used to be able to take huge trees that had been cut and move them by himself. I'm talking about after they were cut and there was a big log there. He would move them by himself. And I'd be like, don't you want some help? He's like, no, I'll just take care of this. Okay. That is the kind of home I grew up in. Years ago, I talked with my Sunday school teacher, and she told me, by the way, my mother and father didn't attend church. I know I already said that, but a local church, it was like our neighbors had decided to make our family their mission. They would encourage my mother to show up and come to church with them, which didn't make my father too happy. He thought my mother was actually seeing someone else there, and little did he realize it was Jesus. It wasn't some other man. So this Sunday school teacher I had, again, years ago, she told me that she would literally pray to God asking that I would not show up to Sunday school because I was such a quote-unquote handful. Please do not pick on this poor Sunday school teacher. She is a saint. She's still alive to this day, and I thank God for her. Friends, for without her, I would not be where I am at today. You want to talk about long-suffering love? That was her. Even though she prayed that I would not show up some days. Again, when I was between 4 and 6 years old, I mean, I'd climb onto the table, stood on it, then I'd crawl under it, like I just said. And I did that just to have something to do. Sure, I sat during the lesson, but I'd be the one generally going up saying, hey, can I take that felt character and put it up there? And, well, before I put the felt character up there, the head was already ripped off of it. And it's not because I wanted to damage it. It's I needed something to do. I'm so thankful she didn't give up on me, but that she taught me the ways of Almighty God, not just through her words, but through her actions. As I grew older, I learned how to make the most of my energetic personality. And I learned how to do many things at once, become what many call a jack of all trades. I learned how to put that to good use. Here's the thing. I can't prove this, but friends, having that gift, and yes, it is a gift from Almighty God, and people wanting me to tame it down has made me come to realize many people don't like people like that simply because the standard is so high for others to achieve to that they get envious of those people. So friends, if you have been labeled with ADD, ADHD, whatever, I'm not saying you don't need to tone it down, but I do want to encourage you. Could it possibly be a gift that others are jealous of? I'm not even kidding. I learned how to do many things at once. By the time I hit high school, I was blessed not only to be in many sports, but thank God that I had teachers and coaches that allowed me to be in many different things at one time, even though I'm sure at times it was difficult not having me there for their thing because I was somewhere else. But I was able to really do them all and do them all pretty well. Friends, not only was I able to do these things, but I had to do all of my schoolwork. I was the lead singer in a, at least at the time, quite a successful band starting my sophomore year of high school until right after graduation. In many different sports, musicals, all that stuff. All the while attending church services, going to youth group. Now, I was not what you would call a stand-up Christian, not in the least. I was not even close to being a follower of Jesus. But I thank God for that Sunday school teacher I had so many years ago. I thank God for her. I thank God for my parents not giving up on me. Friends, I still have a deep love to do all these things, but as I've grown older, I would hope that what Scripture talks about has and is becoming true, not just with me, but others who, well, have been gifted in this way. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, and by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2, there for us to consider. Again, friends, I can guarantee you one thing. All those things would not have happened without me being so energetic and ready to try anything. And as I got older, I learned not to worry, and I learned to what one pastor taught me of I needed to laser beam up. Yes, diffused light is great. Whatever light you have in your room, obviously it's lighting up your room, and so that's good light, but he taught me the importance of saying I need to be more like a laser beam and focus in on something, do it really well, and in essence, like virtually blow a hole through the wall. That light is more productive than that diffused light. Helping me to understand the importance of being great, not just good, striving for excellence, striving for perfection, giving a perfect effort, knowing I will not achieve perfection, not in this world, but knowing I can at least strive for it if I follow God. Something I'm learning even to this day. One of those things. I just laughed, my poor wife. Something I'm learning to be better at, something that I'm trying to train my mind even better, is how to keep my car clean. I wish I could tell you that it wasn't messy, but Generally, it is. Now, do I like having a messy car? No way. But at the same time, that's what God has given to me to steward. So if someone else gives a rip about it, it's really none of their business. That's between me and God. Same with you and God. There are things in your life that's between you and God. I shouldn't want to control you, and you shouldn't want to control me. Again, in all transparency here, I struggle every day. You can ask my wonderful wife. She knows and has learned to love me despite some of it driving her, well, she's not crazy, but driving her moving toward craziness. How's that? But I encourage you, friends, please hear this. We need to be who God created us to be. Now, that doesn't mean that we settle in sin. Absolutely not. God did not create you to be a sinner. He wants you to follow him and do his will. Don't settle for mediocrity. Find your strengths and live in them. Find how God has gifted you and then live in it. And stop making excuses. It is okay to stop making excuses and saying, okay, I'm going to move forward. Friends, don't worry when others say, you are so loud, you're so annoying. Would you be quieter? Why? If that bothers you, maybe that's your problem. How about this wonderful one? Oh, you're just staying up so late. You need to go to bed earlier. Again, that is between me and God, and if you feel guilty about it, I don't know how to help you. If God is still working with me on that, that is something you need to not worry about. And this isn't about saying, oh, I've got to work on my mental health. No. God has called us to live for him. So I encourage you, do it. Do what God is calling you to do. And here's something I encourage all of you to consider. Stop worrying about people rejecting you. Stop worrying about what others think about you. Who cares? If you know you are doing what Almighty God has called you to do, and that's between you and him, then be okay with it. And when someone, you know, I said when, not if, when someone comes and then says, hey, you know what you're doing there, that's just not good. But you know in your mind, you know in your heart that God has called you to do it. Ignore the noise and move on. Keep moving toward God. Look, I want to say this as well tonight. And I'm not saying we should forget birthdays or anything like that or important dates. Hey, if that happens and someone's offended, okay, this is something that should work really well. Go to them, confess with them and say, you know what? I forgot your birthday. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I messed up this time. Own it. Let them know. It's not because I don't like you. Let them know. It's not because I meant to forget it. I messed up. Own it. Ask and seek for forgiveness. Forgive yourself. And then change how you start remembering dates. For instance, if you're not a big person with, oh, on your phone or through some kind of an app as far as your schedule, get a piece of paper. Get a little booklet. Write it down. Now, if you're good with the computer, good with an app, good on your phone, hey, use what they give you there for a calendar and put it on there. And then, oh, lo and behold, you know, they do have things where it'll ring and then you can remember, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday today. It's so-and-so's birthday in 2 days. I need to get them a gift. Little things to help you remember. Friends, we need to forgive, not just forgive ourselves, forgive others if and when they, well, move into what I call fear, shame, and trying to control you. One thing I want to encourage you to consider as well, and this is, again, something I see out and about in society. I've seen this image where it talks about getting started regarding such things as to-do lists. Well, to-do lists, by the way, are great. But for a person that thinks in very big ways, a to-do list can just seem daunting. Do everything today or you failed. Okay, I'd encourage you not just to make a to-do list, but then number it. This helped me out so much. Number one, this is the most important thing on my list today. Number two, this is the next thing. Three, four, and so on and so forth. If I don't get to number eight today, who cares? It's important, but if I don't get it done today, but I got those other seven things done, oh my goodness, that's just great. Before I started thinking in that way, everything seemed daunting, and if I didn't get it all done, I failed. Again, allow your mind to be renewed in Christ. He truly wants to help you become the man or the woman of God that he's made you to be. As I take some time and wrap this up, I encourage you greatly to stop making either ADHD, ADD, or normalcy an idol that runs you. Stop doing that. Stop believing the lies of the world. Find true freedom in Jesus Christ. Not in these lies of the enemy that, you know, you see in these images I'm talking about. And if you're interested, I do encourage you to check out worldviewwarriors.org, click the blog tab, Live in Giftings That God Has Given to You. That is the title of the blog post. You can also find me on Facebook. I put a link up there on my own personal Facebook page for you to find as well. And I encourage you, friends, allow the children that God has given to you to find out who they've been made to be in Jesus Christ. You note I said in Jesus Christ. Don't let them wallow in their sinful way. Jesus calls us to a completely different way of life. His way. True freedom is right there for you, friend. Grab hold of it. And friends, stop worrying about what others think about you to make you, quote unquote, normal. I mean, friends, I'm dead serious about this. Why would you want to be normal anyway? Why would you want to strive for mediocrity anyway? 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Friends, allow God to use the gifts and talents he's given you for him. When the world sees weakness, and believe me, they do, you know they do, God can give you the power you need to overcome and ignore the noise. Allow God to do what he does in the life that he's given to you. Dear friend, in surrendering your life in this way, you can be a part of God's great plan in drawing people to him. I greatly encourage you to stop being a victim and let God work through you in victory. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, if it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard. If you know you've heard from God correctly, try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey Him and ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know His truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, it's hard to beat a person who never gives up.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Don't know me now, I'm not a pushover, I'm not a pushover. You don't know me now, you don't know me now, I'm not a pushover.
You go out and make today great. Thanks for being with me, friends. I'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.